a war crime beyond comprehension. The U.S. military's deadliest ammunition now incorporates depleted uranium, radioactive waste left over from nuclear bombs and reactors. With virtually no public oversight, radioactive weapons have replaced conventional armaments as the cornerstone of American military might, though specifically forbidden by a UN resolution condemning them as illegal weapons of mass destruction. A broad consortium of scientists, environmentalists, and human rights activists, as well as thousands of U.S. soldiers who served in the Gulf in 1991 and are victims of Gulf War Syndrome, cite overwhelming evidence that depleted uranium causes illness and death among civilians and soldiers alike, long after wars end. DU projectiles spew clouds of microscopic dust particles into the atmosphere when they collide with your target. Particles carried far from the battlefield on the wind that will emit low-level radiation for 4.5 billion years. Exposure to such radiation could eventually prove as deadly as a blast from a nuclear bomb, causing lung and bone cancer, leukemia, and lymphoma. This is a war crime beyond comprehension, says Dr. Helen Caldicott, a pediatrician who has campaigned against nuclear weapons for decades. This is creating radioactive battlefields until the end of time. And the battlefields aren't limited to the desert, as was the case with the first war against Iraq, terrible as that would be. Urban centers in Kosovo, Bosnia, and Afghanistan have all been contaminated, and DU projectiles exploded in Baghdad before the invasion, producing extremely high levels of radiation. A single superfine particle lodged in a lymph node can devastate the entire immune system. An American official in Baghdad before the war was told by an Iraqi obstetrician that women giving birth no longer ask, "Is it a boy or a girl?" They ask, "Is the baby normal?" Many of the young American patriots who went to Iraq will someday realize that their commander-in-chief, in effect, ordered the use of weapons of mass destruction against them as they die slowly and miserably from radiation poisoning.